At its last meeting, the board ruled that while IDs from four-year colleges would be allowed to vote, tech school IDs would not. The decision was based not on how the board felt about voter ID, but on how it read the law and the intent of the legislature. But at today's meeting, board member Thomas Kane said he thought the board should reconsider that vote.
I think we were wrong last month.
What it boiled down to, Kane said, is that the board was considering one section of state law when it should have been considering another. He said the key facts are that tech schools are recognized as colleges and that they're accredited. Those are the factors that let students at four-year schools use their IDs to vote.
You don't hear it very often from a judge who said he was wrong.
Board Chair Thomas Barlin said that any time you deal with laws that are vague on the subject of voting, the board had to interpret them broadly in order to protect people's constitutional rights.
We should read the statutes to promote voting rather than to narrow voting.
Just as the board had ruled unanimously against using tech school IDs at its last meeting, it ruled unanimously in their favor today. On a related issue, the board held firm on a recommendation that schools be allowed to use stickers to update their IDs for voting purposes. The decisions might not be the final say. Majority Republicans in the legislature could still weigh in or effectively veto both plans. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.